Gabby and Josh.
Oh, yes, that is Tuesday.
Tuesday. It was known to some people as Toasty Tuesday. For me, it's a day I never want to look back on.
A day again. Of treason.
It's a day.
Backstabbery.
Oh, isn't it?
I actually isn't can't it? Believe how, because I got around you. You saw my votes. 3, 2, and 1 for your toasty. If you didn't know, yesterday you might have heard on the podcast that basically we had a toasty competition. You could win a stay at the Lang in Melbourne.
Yep.
You've put a lot of effort in, and today, well, you'll find out later. But see what? People didn't vote.
I was robbed. Oh. Do you know what? I won't claim that I was robbed. But I was robbed of some votes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which is so disappointing.
Definitely.
There's a lot of people that you genuinely won't talk to now.
No. No. And you'll find out soon because I'll be missing from some parts of some shows.
Yeah, that's for sure. What else?
The dog.
Oh, Bricks.
Brixton, the Staffy, who's Insta-famous, on... From Ocean Grove.
On Instagram? Is that what you
the
Insta-famous on Instagram? Yeah, he
from
is.
From Ocean Grove.
Very cute dog. Gets dressed up and work here. Had a chat to the owner. They've found some success overseas. Winter Facts was absolutely brilliant.
Love that.
By the time you listen to this, it's probably spring.
That's it. But do you know what? Next time winter rolls around, you'll have some facts.
You'll know. You'll be killing it. There's heaps. There's heaps on the podcast.
Enjoy.
You're absolutely going to love it. Listen to it right now. Herbie, big day today for you.
Oh, I'm quite nervous right now, Josh. Because today we had a toasty competition.
I know. It sounds, I thought it was going to be so dumb. I'm not even going to lie to you. I jumped on this because you've been talking this thing up.
Oh, yeah.
What was at stake was a trip to the Lang in Melbourne.
That's
pretty
right.
Cool.
Get the team together, get the K-Rock fam together, and then there was going to be great toasties, supposed to be a lot of fun, which... Josh, you can contest.
You know what? It actually was brilliant. We saw some amazing presentations. So basically, we were all on Zoom together, you know, and then each person would then speak about their toasty and why it deserved to win. A lot of people also throwing shade at you.
Ooh,
bring
yes.
it on, Herbie. Bring it on, Herbie.
Not that confident, right?
No,
if you can have a dig at someone, back yourself, okay?
Now, what did you say to sell your toasty?
Well, this is it. So I got told yesterday that the sell is the biggest part, obviously the look, but not everyone can taste it. So I said that it is the K-Rock Bus Taster. That's the name of my toasty. It's a ham and cheese, but instead I said, first you were hit by the crisp golden colour resembling the sun setting across the surf coast on a warm summer night. As we delve deeper inside, you'll notice the waves of oozing melted cheese, both mozzarella and Manchego cheese.
I love that you skipped over that last one. Yeah.
Underneath, we get to the heart of any good toasty, the meat, mouth-watering ham straight off the bone.
Yeah.
But no toasty would be complete without a little something, and in this case, it might not be clear to the visible eye, but pow, it hits you. The zist, the zest, the zing, the deliciousness.
Yeah.
It is a relish.
Yeah.
And I did have to, obviously...
Trip down. You went for a while.
I went in, but I did say in summary, the K-Rock Bus Taster is very similar to Geelong's beloved Tomahawk. Delicious on the outside while still offering a powerful kick to your taste buds.
Now, you made a bit of demand earlier today because you said, I don't want to wait for the result. I want to have it straight away. So what our boss, Shiny Pants, tried to do was try to do a live interactive poll.
Yep.
However, there was a bit of an issue.
So... A slight change in the voting process. Herbie, please do not pearl out. This is what's going to happen.
32 people, you know, listening to that, everyone's just thinking Herbie's going to flip out. So the thing was we all had to send an email.
Yep.
Just 3, 2, 1, who we wanted to vote for. Our boss, Shiny Pants, Andy Mathers, has the results. He's about to step into the studio. We'll find out if you won next. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. As our boss, Andy Mather, is literally just walking into the studio now, Herbie, you wanted to bring something up with him.
Yes. For the toasty competition yesterday, I wanted to know the rules. And you stress, Andy, that there was one thing that was very, very important.
I know the rest of the team are judging it, but your sell will be important. Bring your A game when it comes to the sell. But I think the sell. The sell, yeah. It's got to be the sell.
Wow. K
Key point there, the sell. That was your main thing.
Yep.
Not going to backpedal today, are we?
No, no, not at all, Herbie. Not at all.
In your opinion, before you read out those votes, did Herbie have a great sell?
The sell was very, very good. It was.
Would you say the sell was the best?
Well, that's a long bow, but I would say it was up there. It was. Yeah. You definitely put some thought into it. It was a gig for you waiting in sales. But
I was up against
sales.
No,
the sell was very good. The sell was very...
Annie... Well, I'm not looking forward to what's about to happen.
No, I'm not looking forward to this either.
We'll put you out of your misery. All right, let's go from three to one.
Wow. So third place was Cara.
Look delightful.
Cara was basically it was called Roast Lamb Perfection.
It looked
so
amazing.
So it was an entire gourmet roast meal shoved into a toastie. Second place was Maddie.
Oh, well, he lit a sparkler. So I'm
he almost burnt the joint down.
Did I not even poll?
First place. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Did I not
poll? Who won the toasty contest?
Jamie won the toasty contest.
She had a baguette. It's not even a toasty.
This,
are you kidding me?
This thing...
It wasn't a toasty. It's a baguette.
I didn't vote. Don't... This is kidding me.
You might have took your fine
print. Let me tell you about it. It was a euro foot long. It was a giant baguette.
Baguette, exactly. Yeah. Can we get to the part that wasn't... No, it wasn't toasted. We all divided, saw it in its flesh. It wasn't toasted, Andy.
Divided into three sections.
If you think that is going to help you in future competitions, people can bring... You want to do Whiskey Wednesday?
I'm sorry,
people
Herbie.
Will bring in milkshakes and they will win. That's what you're. That's what you're allowing.
So, Herbie, you came fourth.
I'm out.
Fourth. It was a solid four, though. Yeah. It was a solid four. There was daylight between you and fifth.
That's the last activity I ever get involved in as a team. Because there's obviously clearly... This is just silly.
Wow.
And this is how she reacts to losing her toasty competition.
It was a good idea at the time.
Yeah, it was. Andy Mayden, General Manager, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
Herbie, bad luck. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, we came across an incredible Instagram from here in Ocean Grove.
That's right. It's called Tool Dog. We've got a link up at our own Instagram right now that you can check it out. It's all to do with a dog named Brixton.
And the man behind it, the owner of Brix, is Brenton. Brenton, you've become a bit of a celebrity. How did it all start?
Yeah, it's a bit of a laugh. Don't take it too seriously, but yeah, it's a bit of fun. Especially the kids, so it's good.
When did you first realise that maybe you had a superstar with Brix?
I don't know. Just kind of just grew pretty quickly overnight. I think, it's something a bit different.
Yeah, because most tradies would bring, like, maybe a Border Collie to the site or maybe, like, a Shepherd or something like that. You've got... What is Brix?
He's an English Staffy. Yeah, he's about nearly five.
And he's known as the Tool Dog on Instagram. I recommend anyone to check him out because he just is the cutest thing. He honestly, his outfits are amazing. How does he go on site? Does he ever get his paws dirty?
Yeah, he roams around a bit. Mainly he just hangs out for smoko, I think. But, he's pretty entertaining. He just chills out all day.
Are you hoping that maybe Brix will get an even greater following and then you can have an influencer dog?
No, not really.
Get the free
really
tools.
Michael.
Yeah, do they send you tools, do they?
Stabila do. They hook us up a bit.
Oh wow.
Brix!
It's paying off.
Yeah. Bit of fun.
Yeah.
We do a bit with some dog charities and that as well to give back. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So when did the UK pick it up? When did they they love Brix over there?
Yeah, that just a couple of weeks ago kind of happened. Randomly.
And I think this is a question more for all the dogs out there. They're probably curious. Is Brix a bachelor?
Brix is a bachelor, but he's not going to be having any puppies anytime soon.
And
yeah, do it all.
I know that maybe in 2021 they don't really like tradies woof whistling, but does Brix ever let out a big woof whistle?
He doesn't. Doesn't mind a bark at the cat.
Yeah, God, that's brilliant. And so he's obviously popular on site then as well.
Yeah, everyone gets along with Brix. Yeah. Good dog.
Hasn't had any problems with OHS or anything?
Yeah.
Nah, he's all right.
Yeah, brilliant.
He doesn't mind to sleep in the car if he's something going on that's dangerous.
So it's App the Tool Dog. Well, absolutely brilliant. And Brendan, we thank you so much for your time, man. It's awesome.
No, no worries at all. Thank you. Have a good day.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Pretty warm outside still. 21 degrees tomorrow. Even warmer. Tops at 23. And mostly sunny too.
Which is just great. It is so great. Oh. And I mean, we should expect it because if you don't know, if you haven't looked at the calendar or the date, today is the last day of winter. Let it go, we are officially heading in to spring. We're getting some luscious weather.
Yeah.
It's great. The days are getting longer, Josh. The days are getting longer.
It's very exciting. There's no doubt about that. It's been great weather this past week or so.
Especially on the weekends when you're treated to those glorious days, you think, my giddy aunt, we live in a wonderful part of the world.
Yeah, that's right. When the weather's on, best place in the world.
Weather's
still
on, we're
good
on.
When it's not.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And something actually this morning that I was thinking about, I got out of bed, went to make my bed, and I've gone, do you know what, Herbs? I'm going to have to change my flannelette sheets.
Get it off.
Can't have that going into spring.
I was warm last night.
Way too warm. Way too warm. But it did get me thinking about winter because I actually love winter. As much as I love the warm weather, I'm a winter baby. I love the cold because I'm a sweater from way back. So there is some good things about the colder months.
Yeah.
And actually, in New Zealand, this is pretty interesting, an insect called the wheater freezes completely solid when temperatures drop. However, when temperatures warm back up, the insect unfreezes, thaws, and resumes activities.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's incredible, isn't it?
Isn't that? That's
really just putting yourself on pause.
Can't be bothered this winter. See you in a few months. What are their farewells like? Do they have parties, you know? Good to know. You know, in winter when you breath and you breathe out and you can see it?
Yeah.
Well, in Siberia, your breath can turn into ice midair.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
Wait, it literally freezes.
And then it can freeze. Obviously, it's got to be very cold.
Yeah,
but yeah, happens over there.
Dead set.
Dead set, Josh. Dead set.
Oh, that's mental.
Now, if you don't like,
that's for sure.
If you don't like winter, you'll never move to Uranus if that's where you can just one day go in the future, because winter lasts for 21 years.
Well, that's not letting go at all. That's a long time.
So imagine that.
21 years. Well, it's like that Game of Thrones. You know, it's like winter was always coming.
Yeah.
Never came.
Never did.
No, we didn't even get to it.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Kanye West dropped his 10th album, Donda, yesterday.
Listening to it while I worked out this morning.
Did you? What did you think?
Oh, some tracks hit and miss for me.
Yeah, same. It's not. I don't think it's as good as early work. It's a lot better than his last album, which was super religious.
He always has great beats in there, though.
He does, doesn't he?
Oh, he's talented.
Well, almost streamed 100 million times within 24 hours of its release to Spotify. So there's 27 songs on it, right? And it's now the second most streamed song on debut.
Really?
Oh, album on debut, rather. Yeah.
Wow.
Number two.
People love Kanye.
They do.
Oh, yay. Yeezy.
That's why we're doing this.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
All right. This is where we have to work as a team. And today's thing is we have to get to 10 people in 1 minute. And these are all artists that have broken records in the music industry.
Okay.
So hopefully we can do it today. I think today is the day. I think this is the one we're going to get.
Yep. I felt like I've let you down the last couple of weeks, so I really want to bring my A game.
You didn't let me down. You just...
You didn't say that afterwards last week.
No, I didn't say anything. I just left. all right, so 10 musicians, 1 minute on the clock. We just have to work together as a team to get
it. Groups, bands, individuals?
Could
mixture.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's mostly, actually, just thinking back, I think it's just mostly singers and musicians, rappers, etc.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. I used to date Selena Gomez.
Justin Bieber.
No, like it was.
Oh, The Weeknd.
Yes, another big rapper when we were growing up.
Drake.
No.
Eminem.
White dude. Yeah. We've got. Oh my god, my thing's frozen. Big singer used to date
Adele.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller. Oh, Ariana Grande.
Was part of the Beatles.
John Lennon. Paul McCartney.
Yes. Big voice UK singer.
Adele.
Yes. Older guy, he's passed away. We played his song yesterday.
Prince.
Yes. Shakes Her Hips.
Shakira.
Yes. Biggest band to ever come out of Ireland.
Ooh, I don't know. I need more.
I can't say too much more because otherwise I'd be giving away. Guy wears sunglasses, always preaches.
In Excess.
No, they're Australian.
ACDC.
No. Ireland. Dublin. Think about it.
Dublin. Oh, it's not going. It's not going to.
You too.
Oh my.
If we had got that one, it would have been Whitney Houston next, and then Beyonce.
Oh my.
What else can I say?
Do you know what you could have said for it? Apple iPhone playlist.
Oh, cool.
That I would have got straight away. But do you know what? It's not on you. It's not on me. We nearly got there. Next week, maybe. Chattering, isn't it?
It is.
So close.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbs. Let's see how you feel about today's topics. It's a yeah, nah for no, and nah, yeah for yes.
I'm unsure about what's going to happen because I've had a roller coaster of a day, Josh.
Tell you what, I thought you were going to get sacked at one point when you like off air. You were swearing at our boss for his decision.
It was very brutal.
It was very
such
brutal.
Such a thing, Josh.
Anyway, let's kick it off with this one. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yeah. Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Love her. Do you know what makes her a great leader?
Yeah.
She speaks from the heart.
She does.
She just gets up there and tells you what she's actually feeling. She doesn't have a script or like ScoMo has these PowerPoints these days. She just really tells you how it is.
Yeah. Well, she's got a lot of fans and a lot of people wouldn't like her because politicians, 50-50. Half the country already hates you.
Yep.
Anyway, her husband, fiancé, has sent a photo of what her daughter received from a fan. A fan sent her daughter, but it's a creepy looking doll.
Oh no.
And I thought that's so weird.
No, don't. Maybe a Barbie doll.
Well, it's a replica of Jacinda Ardern.
Oh no. So that's going to give the poor little thing nightmares.
Oh, it's weird. It is weird. next one. Healing crystals.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. They're a scam. Are they? You put a crystal on your body, is it really going to heal you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because,
you know, there's some things I just can't believe. Like when we get Lindy Gunst in the Spirit Medium.
Oh, my gosh.
And she just says things that you think, how can you do that? So, you know, I don't want to rule it out, but...
I guess, do you know what? I can't knock it till I try it.
That's right. Anyway, so apparently there's some things that you should try if you've, you know, lacking confidence. You should get a tiger's eye.
Is you suggesting this for myself?
No, you've got plenty of that. You need something that brings you back a bit. Or maybe rose quartz for love. That's maybe one. Seeing as, you know, you're never going to see your fiancé again or wherever he is.
Fiancé?
next one. Kids getting pocket money.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I didn't get pocket money growing up.
Neither.
And I think kids...
And look at us.
We've made it. I think kids can just... Like, you should be able to clean up after yourself. You shouldn't have to be rewarded. Mm. Maybe if there's a little incentive. But these days, some parents are getting carried away and they're giving their kids way too much money.
Well, the average was $9.80 a week. Some kids getting up to $50.
That's for doing nothing. You think about it. As soon as you get older, your parents ask for board. Like when you're younger, this is their one chance where they don't have to pay you. You know?
Yeah, just help out.
Clean up. It's not hard.
Keep yourself busy.
Maybe get a gold coin at the end of the week.
that's a good one. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Welcoming into the studio, Louis Zacca from the newsroom. Hello. You are in here for Cheap Tuesday. We like to have a look at the movies. Just quickly, what do you reckon about Perth game? Is that a nighttime grand final again for us?
It will be, yeah. They'll book it in evening or just 5:30 start, I think, for them.
It's not
locked in yet, but yeah, it'll be prime time for Saturday evening for us.
It's a long day.
It's not good because you wait for it. Because you start early too. You'll have a barbecue, have some friends around.
Have the breakfast.
You've got to
have the breakfast. Get up and watch breakfast and have it. It's a stretched out day.
I am very looking forward to it returning to the G.
Anyway, let's have a chat about movies. So have we got a theme for...
Yeah, we do. I think we've almost exhausted popular movies and gone through, so I'm going to make things a little bit more difficult.
Oh, no.
We're doing James Bond this week.
Okay.
Oh,
but
geez.
I thought to make it a little bit easier, if you're stuck, I'll accept the actor.
Okay.
So is this the James Bond movies?
There's James Bond movies, yeah.
James Bond theme.
Okay.
Do you like James Bond?
I love James Bond. Yeah, this will be my favourite, and then we'll go through some of the other...
My brother's named after Sean Connery.
Is he?
Yeah. Mum and Dad ran out when they got to the end.
Yes.
The youngest one.
So always called Con.
No.
All righty, here we go. First one.
This is where we leave you, Mr. Bond.
A little premature, isn't it?
Enjoy your flight.
So this is a very old one.
Octopussy.
Is that what you're looking in?
Well, I don't really know any.
Oh, you sound, I reckon it is.
Is
no.
It?
Oh.
It's not. So I will accept actor.
Okay.
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't really know.
I'm just trying to think.
Sean Connery?
No. It's not. It's Timothy Dalton.
Incorrect.
Ah, who is it?
Roger Moore.
Oh. Oh, Dickie Moore.
All righty, here we go. Next one.
Could you fashion?
I'm alone. Aren't we all? You're late, 007. I have to stop in the bathroom.
Oh, is it GoldenEye? That's the only one I can think of.
Correct.
Yes.
Is it? Go, Josh.
Bonus points.
That was Pierce Brosnan.
Correct.
So, yeah. Oh,
well done. What was the first movie? What was Richard Moore's one?
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore?
Richie.
Moonraker.
Moonraker, okay.
Oh, yeah. All righty. Yeah. Here we go. Come on, Heavy.
I'm not a fool, so please do not treat me as one. And that table knife, please put it back.
Oh, we can't all be geniuses, can we?
Tell me, does the toppling of American missiles really compensate for having no hands?
Is this one Octopussy?
Is that the only one you know?
Of the old school ones, yeah.
I don't think it is Octopussy.
Okay, don't lock it in.
I don't know which one it is, but it's an old one. I'm going
to
go
License
with...
to Kill. No, don't go. Lock it in.
Timothy
go,
Dalton is the guy.
Oh, is it?
Who was it?
Listen to the accent.
I can't.
Sean Connery.
That's,
how do you hear
where
Sean?
Was Herbie
I'm not
on
a
that
fool,
one?
So please do not treat me
That's
as
Dr.
One.
No.
And that table knife, please put it back.
This is
oh, we can't all be geniuses, can we?
Ooh. Oh,
that's you missed
the toppling of American missiles really compensate
Toppling of American missiles.
All right.
Oh, that's a flat white end, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the three.
Well,
we didn't know the biggest one.
Bugger.
Yeah, the one you talked about. Your brother's named
my
after.
My brother. It's poor great. Little
Poor Con.
Poor Sean.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Louise.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
The block is on at the moment. Yeah. There are a lot of blockheads out there, big fans. I know you like the show.
Well, Kat's obsessed with it.
We've
My
got
partner.
Former stars of the show that do Weekend Breakfast, Andy and Ben.
Yeah, geez, they still live on that 2016 ride.
They're doing all right for themselves. But this week, if you've caught any of the ads, you'll know that there is the biggest cheating scandal that is ever going to hit a reality TV show. Supposedly.
Yeah.
And so I've been tuning in because I thought, what is this?
Well, you got to know, don't you?
And they build it up in the ads. It's that music behind it. I go, oh, no, what's happening? Someone burnt down another house.
Yeah. Forgive me. Has there already been a couple of cheating scandals on this season alone?
The first episode there was one.
Yeah, right.
But now this is the biggest, okay?
Okay,
here's the difference. But then I was watching last night waiting for this big scandal, and they do talk about it a bit. But I think there's a bigger scandal going on.
So what was the scandal?
The scandal is that they've taken a picture of the production board, which means people can fast-track deliveries, know when things are supposed to be coming onto site. But Ronnie, who's one of the contestants on the show, he said something last night, which I believe is even bigger scandal.
Correct. I understand. It's on so I was like, the block, yes, Ronnie, it's on suite. That's
the
why
block
he's asking
is
I was like,
the biggest game in Australia.
Yeah, it is.
You've got to understand that.
Now, Josh.
The block is the biggest game in Australia. And then who's the brothers?
The brothers were on Love Island and now they're doing the show.
I just agreed with him.
No, you agreed with him. Now, when you think of the biggest games in Australia, if I just asked you flat out, Does the block come to mind?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
I didn't think it was that big of a game. I thought it was a build a house kind of game.
Yeah, yeah, like a reality TV contest. I mean, the AFL grand final. Well, I mean, I would say that's probably up there with Burton the biggest.
I'd put even the prelims bigger than the block.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and there's that rugby game too.
Oh, they're doing Bledisloe. On at the moment, that's probably bigger.
League, potentially.
Netball, they had the final on the weekend. The Swifts took that out. That's a bigger game. I mean, surely games you're playing at home could be considered nearly bigger games.
I reckon you're right. I reckon there'd be some Christmas backyard cricket games going on that would be bigger than that. That have been running for centuries, essentially.
We have a cherry pip spitting competition at Christmas. And that, I think, would be bigger than this game because people trained for ages.
So I was like,
the biggest game in Australia. You've got to understand that.
You've got to understand it.
Oh, that's incredible.
I think that's a scandal right there. So we'll make a big ad for it. You'll see that tonight.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.